Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome. Welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that truly is designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that's packed full of people that kind of come over and tell us, with answering that proverbial question, how did I get here? And it's a show that I am really fortunate and blessed to do with my two co-hosts, Niles and KJ. Hey guys, how are
you?
Wow, we made it. We made it to another day.
Yes, another day, another week. Yep.
I get excited every time I wake up every morning and I pinch myself and I'm alive. Yes, I made it. So last week, guys, we've been dealing, or we introduced a series that's really near and dear to my heart called the Soul Speak series. And why I like that so much, because in these times right now, people not only need to just see it, but they need to know that they can do something about their situation right now. And when you're thinking about the soul, of course, you think about the mind, the will, and your emotions. And that's particularly what we dealt with last week and throughout this month. But today's show is special yet again because Niles is going to show us, he's going to tell us exactly what we need to do to use a principle that he studied. He's using it in his life, and now he's here to share it with us. Niles, I yield to you, buddy.
All right. It is I. It is I once again. Today's principle, we're talking about the art of preparation and embracing the process. Preparation is equivalent to training. If you don't train, you won't be ready for the competition. You won't be ready for the showdown when it really matters. Preparation is also about consistency, and consistency shows you how to perform at a high level each time, not every once in a while. We want to make sure that we hit it on the head every time. That's excellence right there. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to God, and you owe it to the world to perfect and hone your craft, hone your gift. The world is in need of your gift. You will not perfect and mature your gift if you don't work at it consistently. Showing up to the game isn't enough. Get the best out of life. And when you get the best out of life, you get the best out of yourself. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's all about preparation, and it's all about embracing the process. Anything great is going to take a process. Don't expect it to be overnight. Good things don't happen overnight. And if it looks good, usually you got to wait until, you know, the culmination of things come together, and it might surprise you. It may not be so great. So put in the work. Be ready to put in the work, and don't expect things to come easy. There's no such thing as an overnight success. I think it's interesting when people say that. You were just seeing the product of all the work that the person put in behind the scenes. And there we go. And let's talk. I'm going to connect some verses to this from the Bible. Proverbs 24, verse 27. Prepare your work outside. Get ready. Get everything ready for yourself in the field. And after that, build your house. You've heard this before, but you have to build brick by brick. You can't skip the process. The process will mold you, shape you, and provide you with the tools and knowledge necessary to get to the goal, to get to the good stuff, the stuff that you've been yearning for. Preparation and the process are essential. Job had to go through a process in order to acquire what he acquired after the storm. You got to experience the storm first. Don't expect it to just be smooth. The storm was the preparation. That was his process. And another verse that I'm going to connect, James 1, verse 4, and let endurance have its full effect so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. That's process, baby. Preparation.
KJ, don't you just like when he does that? Wow. Thank Thank you.
So what do you guys think about that? Like, I'm sure you guys have gotten to, you know, some great points in your life and achieved certain things, accomplishments, accolades. And I know you had to embrace the process and deal with the, you know, preparation as well. So how does this apply to you guys?
Dr. Tia,
hey, you want to go first?
Dr. Tia, you start with that. Yeah.
When you're embracing the process, something that you stuck, and I'm going to answer that question, but something that you said really, really hit home with me was the fact that you're not an overnight success. That just, it resonates to the core of who I am, because you're absolutely right. It took 25 years just to be able, you know, to see this business that we've got in Atlanta into fruition. 25 years of, oh my God, we made it. And then you don't. Oh my God, we're there. And then you're not. So You really, man, you have no idea what you reminded me that, yeah, it may be lengthy. Yeah, it may look like, you know, it's not going to happen, but you got to be persistent. You got to keep doing the work so that you can become the work, you know, eventually. So, man, you really hit home for me in so many ways. I've been using that particular principle really ever since I became a mom. And, you know, my story, I was a mom at 15, got pregnant, 16, I'm a mom. And Looking at the trajectory of my life, it should have went that way, but it didn't. And it wasn't because I was so smart. It wasn't because I was so gifted. It was really because of, one, him, and then obedience. And Niles, I've heard you say that so many times before, that obedience, obedience, obedience. But really, it truly was obedience and being ready for that process. And we're always in a process. You know, either you're coming out, you're about to go in, or you're in it. So you're always being processed. What do you think, Kaden?
You know what? Actually, it's like, no, a lot of people don't talk about the pain inside of this process as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big key in it. And there will be times when your back is against a wall and you're like, all right, I have nothing else to do. You also have nothing else to lose when you're at that moment. So you might as well just give it all you got.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna feel defeated all the time. Most of the time. Most of the time, you're going to feel defeated, but you always have to circle back to why did you start in the first place? If you don't have a meaningful fire, it's going to go out. And when it goes out, it's going to be hard to ignite again. So, the process of preparation is key. And that's when it's really important to have discipline as well. Because when you have that discipline, you build that cycle for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do fall off, you're like, okay, what did I do to when I was like doing really good? Oh, I was doing this. So let me get back into this and get back in this. And the cycle then continues. So you don't fall out of your work.
Yeah. And that's just a reminder of like, you can't always run from discomfort. You can't always run from pain. You know, you're going to deal with pain and discomfort in life. Just make sure that it doesn't become a part of who you are. It doesn't become a part of your personality. It doesn't become a part of your mindset, how you interact and how you just navigate through our life. Make sure that it doesn't become a part of your identity.
Yep.
Mm,
put a smile on your face with the pain. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the part of the process.
That's good. Part of the process. You know, in the act of being transparent, and since Niles kind of, you know, push the agenda to us, can you think of something, KJ, that you've had to deal with that has caused you to truly become prepared and experience a process of that preparation?
I would say working on this show. You know, you know, a lot of I know Tanji. I know you think that like, oh, KJ, you do all this, you preparate, you know everything. I'm like, I watch a lot of talk show hosts. I study them. I study producers. I'm looking up different ways to improve the show online. You know, a lot of the work is self-work, and I'm not afraid to ask for help. Like, I even talked to Niles about it. Like, hey, you know what? I don't know what I'm doing. I need to take a look at this and just what do you think, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like
thank you.
Prepping for the show has taught me a lot from the beginning. I know I've been in the back since the beginning, but I've moved towards a more upstage role. But other than that, it's like there's a lot of work that goes into anything you do. And you just have to prepare always. Self-educate yourself. Because what you learn when someone's teaching you, it's different from you teaching yourself. Because you're actually putting in the work yourself. You know, you're not just eating. Here's my knowledge here. But no, learn it for yourself. Go ahead and understand it for yourself. Apply it for yourself. That is really key.
Wow. You know, I'm not going to harp on the show yet, okay? But you make it look so easy that when you're kind of putting things together in the kitchen, I'm thinking, well, I mean, he's doing it because, you know, of course you enjoy doing it. But isn't it something how what you're bringing to life, what you're creating, it really is, it's a lot that goes into it, but you make it look so easy. I guess that's part of that being prepared, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, good deal, thank you. Wow, Niles, I'm not really sure how you kind of got here, but I'm glad you did, because this really is like a call or a gentle reminder to use our time productively while we're here. I think we did a series called, what was the series? Being purposeful. Mm-hmm. And again, that was a series we did, and it really is applicable now, right? Well, I think it would be. So, without belaboring the time, KJ, you're about to tell us who we got on this show. I'm so tickled pink to have this woman here. I don't know if you can see the excitement. I've got my legs crossed. I'm trying to keep her floating up, but we have tried deliberately to get her on this program, and for whatever reason, we kept having, you know, snafus, for lack of a better word. But please tell us who we get to be blessed with today, man.
We have a voice of the future with us right here. I would like everybody to give a round of applause, clap your hands, or I don't know, give them a shout for Staylin B of Singers.
Welcome,
can everybody hear everybody?
Can we hear everybody?
Yes, I'm
hearing everybody. See everybody.
Okay. Very good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, you're welcome, but your resume, your bio reads like a who's who amongst the greats. And I'm thinking, how old is she?
I'm 18.
Would you please answer that proverbial question of how did I get here? Just give us a snippet. We know you moved from, well, your bio reads that you moved from Chicago, is that right, to California?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So just a little recap. My name is Shaylin B, by the way. Hello. A little recap. I'm originally from Chicago, and I've always had a passion for singing, acting, and dancing. So when I was 9, I performed. Continued to pursue my dreams.
Okay.
Good. The sound went out, but everything you said.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. That's sorry. Good. Let me know if that's again. I tried to fix it, but okay. I'm really from Chicago, and I started singing and acting when I was little, at the age of 5, and then at the age of 9, I booked La Nala and The Lion King on Broadway. And after that, my parents were gracious enough to move me out to California to continue to pursue my dreams.
Wow. We got the gist of it, and you were celebrating.
Yeah.
It went out again towards the end, but we got what you did. You're from Chi-Town. You're from Chi-Town,
yes,
and you were Nala and the Lion King on Broadway.
Yes.
And your parents brought you here to California, and you're doing your thing right now in California.
There we go.
That's what you said. Okay. All right.
Very good. So my thank yous to your mom and dad that said, you know what, there's something special about this kid. Let's get her out here so she can start celebrating her gifts and serving us, for lack of a better word. How has being out here, realizing everything that you could probably imagine and so much more, how has that changed your perspective of dreams really do come true when you really kind of put in the work and position yourself for that dream to come true? How has that changed your perspective? You're seeing it firsthand.
Definitely seeing it firsthand. I mean, let me know if my sound goes out, by the way, as I start talking.
Okay.
Definitely seeing it firsthand has changed my perspective on dreams coming true, and the aspect of just having the thought to do something, and then once you actually put your mind to it and applying, you know, everything that my parents have taught me about just going after what I want in life. And another thing is like not letting your environment or your circumstances stop you from going after you want to do in life. And it's just, you know, what I'm doing right now. No matter how much money I may make or may not make, to take what I do, you know, have and put it into my craft and really make sure that my dreams can come true. And really just staying focused, I think moving out to LA, I definitely thought that, you know, being a young girl going out for Nickelodeon and Disney, I'd automatically book some role. You know, and then I was like, oh, patience is virtue. Like, that's a thing. You know what I'm saying? So definitely not giving up on my dreams as well. Because I always say, like, this is my favorite quote. I didn't make this up. But hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. You know? So like, no matter how much talent you may have, if you don't work for what you want, if you don't, you know, work,
Absolutely.
What difficulty have you faced, like, you know, choosing this path? Because you already know it's not easy, and there's no set path or like blueprint that's provided to you. You pretty much are a trailblazer. So like, what have you, some of your experiences, because people need to hear the real deal about, you know, going and embarking on something that's like totally new or just outside of the ordinary.
Definitely. One of the biggest things I learned, which as the industry has, you know, progressed, there are more roles for Black women and Black people in general. But one of the biggest things that, you know, I've learned and I've dealt with is being a Black person in the industry, as far as, you know, with typecasting or only being called out for this role, or, you know, just dealing with that type of thing, or knowing that when I read the breakdown for a role, exactly what they're looking for, knowing that I'm definitely not what they're looking for, but they're still calling me in for it, you know, or being so close to getting a role. I was literally super close to booking a role, and then I didn't get it. And then seeing the person who was up for it looks nothing like me, nothing like me.
Wow.
So that's the biggest difficulty, but I've learned through that, you know, God gave me a talent and I'm going to use it, and it's going to shine throughout no matter what. And what's meant for me is meant for me. And once I realized that and stopped worrying, like, oh, well, I know that they want this for the role, that for the role, just going out there and putting my all into it and being like, hey, this is what I'm offering. This is what you get. I learned that you're much happier doing that, because before, just worrying about it and, you know, being down on myself about it, there's nothing wrong with me. I can't change anything about the role, that the breakdown. I can't change anything about the role, just to go out and do it the best I can. So that's the difficulty I face, you know, but
wow.
How long did it take you to book when moved here? Because I know everybody's process and everybody's experience is different. Some people, it may take them a year or two to book something, but then when they book that one thing, it's huge. And then other people just come here and they just start booking stuff consistently. And yeah, so it's just different for different people.
Yeah. Oh, I moved out here like 9 years ago? So no, about 8 years ago. So I'm trying to think, what was like the first, I think the first thing I started off doing maybe about 5 months into moving to LA was the Disney commercials, like when they had the Go Green commercial that they'd have, like when they have guest stars with Austin and Ally, they would like Save the Planet commercials. Mm. I think that was like the first gigs I would book out here. But my first passion is singing. So I want to say the first big thing I booked was a singing competition called The Winner Is. And it was like the voice type competition, and they did one season of it, but I was in the first season of it. And I want to say that's like the first big thing I booked. And that was maybe a year into living out here, you know, but the project I'm working on now, I want to say is something that is like a seasons type deal. I'm currently a voiceover actor for DreamWorks, and there's a new show that I'm working on now. I can't say much on it yet, but we're currently doing like seasons for it. And I've been living in LA how long? And I just started working on that project. We've been working on it for a year or so now. And I want to say that's like something to me where it's like, oh, this is a show. So that's how long it took me to book a show.
But you know, what you've got is a characteristic that a lot of people, they'll start out kind of exemplifying that characteristic. And then if it doesn't go the way they kind of want it to go for whatever reason, that characteristic is perseverance. And that's what you have. And you're exercising it, you know, because it's so easy. You said it yourself. It's so easy to kind of look where you are and say, you know what? That didn't work. Let me do this. But what you're doing is you're not. All of you is on display. So thank you for showing the world how it looks. And that's what you're doing. Seriously, you are.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you.
What keeps you, what keeps you inspired as an artist? Like, what's one thing that keeps that fire burning when you have those seasons of like, okay, nothing's happening. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, should I even be in LA at this point right now? Like,
I think just remembering the drive I had at a younger age. I think when I was really young performing on stage, like even with Lion King, it was just so much fun, and I just knew I loved to sing. And I didn't think of it as, oh my gosh, there's so much pressure to perform because I was little. So as I got older, sometimes when I have those moments of, oh, is this what I'm meant to be doing? I think of that little girl, and it's like that little girl who loved to sing, loved to dance, loved to act, loved to make people smile. I think of the feeling that I get when being on stage. I think of the people who are inspired by me, the messages that I get on Instagram sometimes saying, oh, your song has helped me through this, or, oh, I can so relate to your song, or, oh, you're such a role model. And it's people I don't even know. And that's the whole reason I want to be a performer, is to inspire people and to continue to show, especially the people back where I'm from here in Chicago, that no matter your environment, no matter your circumstances, you can achieve whatever you want to do as long as you put your mind to it. So when I feel like giving up, I think of, you know, my family that's counting on me, the people I want to inspire, my goals, because I know I'm going to reach them no matter what. I just got to keep going. And, you know, I just keep thinking of all the promises I know that God has for me and keep moving.
I have to ask this, okay? Your platform is major, and you know this. With the temperature that's going on right now, and you know, it is a fact. It's here. It is, you know, it's something that we have to deal with, definitely, whether we really want to or not. Definitely. Have you kind of taken on the position of, okay, I'm here, you know, there's so much that I can do, but then I have to kind of operate at these confines because if I'm under contract, I really can't do this. How do you take what's going on? How do you grapple with this and kind of make it, package it where people can still look at you and say, man, you're such an inspiration. You're motivating me to do X, Y, and Z, but still taking in everything that's going around and making it fit. How do you do that?
Well, definitely there was a point, and even when posting on social media, I felt that what's going on in the world is bigger than me. It's bigger than performing. Obviously, the Black Lives Matter movement has been going on for a while. It's just now coming to light because with the coronavirus, everyone's forced to basically stop and listen, and our only outlet is social media. So with that, I've just been posting on what I can with the Black Lives Matter movement, on things that people can do, donate, really educate themselves on it. And as far as the music side, there's actually a show that I was able to do. It was on Twitch. It was a live Twitch show. And originally, it was supposed to be a whole bunch of musical theater performances, but it was right in the week of George Floyd's murder. And once we got on the FaceTime or Zoom call to basically discuss it, you know, they were like, okay, do you guys feel comfortable with still doing the show? And I'm like, how about we do a show that's, you know, dedicated towards all the police brutality, and, you know, just really do a show that could, that's relevant to what's going on in the times of now, especially me as a Black woman. Before anything, I'm a Black woman living in America, so I have to deal with this for the rest of my life, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. That's definitely something that, you know, I wanted to be vocal about. So I got the chance to sing on that show and basically just educate my peers on what's going on. They didn't really know how, like, what to do about it. They said they felt uncomfortable talking about it. And I told them that you have to start a conversation. That's the only way it's going to get better. It starts, you know, with all of us. It starts with you. You know what I'm saying? Me as a Black woman saying, stand up, you know, Black Lives Matter, is different from my white counterpart saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It holds a different type of weight. So that's basically what I've been doing, just educating my friends on what they can do to help, educating myself as well, just trying to stay positive, because it's really hard, you know? It's really hard to stay positive in times like these, but with music, it makes it better. Music heals. I felt better after doing the show, you know what I'm saying? Singing about, you know, everything. So that's how I've been.
Wow. Thank you. That really matters. Coming from your perspective, it really does matter. And I know for whoever may be listening, who may be watching, and you're hearing this beautiful force say what she's saying about, listen, you know, it affects me, but this is what I have to do. And you're continuing that conversation with the people that you are, you know, having dialogue with and engagement with. So thank you for that. Really. Absolutely. Wow. So music, acting, dancing, how can we stay abreast? How can anyone who's listening, watching this show, stay abreast with you to kind of see what's going on behind the scenes?
All right. Anyone that's listening and watching the show, you can follow me on Instagram at Shaylin B. That's S-H-A-Y-L-I-N-B. And on everything else, it should be at Official Shaylin, which is Twitter, at Official Shaylin B, which is Twitter. What's the other? TikTok. My other one's Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, Shaylin B. So search in Shaylin B and it should come up. And I also have a new single out titled Magic, which will also be on a really cool compilation project dealing with Pharrell and SoundCloud called I Am Mother. So that's going to be really cool. And we're releasing that on Friday. So you can just stay tuned for that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to put you on the spot only because, hey, you're on the Dr. Tanji show. Would you sing us out of here so that we can kind of get that knowing of, you know what, we're going to be okay. Any selection you want.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. breeze drifting over. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling.
Thank you.
I love you, man.
I love you too.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for stopping by here as busy as you are and just doing what you do. I know that you are truly operating in your gifts and you're serving the world with your gifts. And for that, thank you. Thank you for trusting the God in you and for making us smile, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I had so much fun on the show. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. I'm gonna have this earworm in my ear, right? And I'm gonna try to sing like you just did.
Ah, thank you.
All right, until next time, we'll see you soon. And when you when your project is ready to kind of be unveiled, would you think about coming back to the show and talking to us about that project?
Of course. I would love to come back. Of course.
Wonderful. Very good. All right, KJ, this is, close us out. Who have we been privileged to be in the studio with?
Hey, we've been privileged to have Miss Shaylin be here with us. Thank you for coming. Keep in touch with us and let us know of any way we can help you support and promote any of your projects.
Absolutely. Bye, baby.
Bye.
Thank you for coming.
Bye.
Thank you. Wow. 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 Thank you. Thank you so very much for bringing that beautiful spirit here, man. If she doesn't make you want to go, as my sons would say, hard in the paint, I really don't know what will. Seriously.
Yeah. She gave me chills. Chills.
Yeah. I know. Wonderful. Well, what is going on now that we can kind of get ready to explore?
There are so many things that we can touch on right now. One is regarding like just intolerance for one another, you know, discrimination and how we treat one another. And this is something that's been plaguing society, you know, pretty much since the beginning of time. It's sometimes it feels like a hopeless, you know, journey because it's just been consistent and it's still so divisive. And I feel like right now, with everything that's publicized and everything that's on, you know, TV, it's, you know, we're bombarded with it and by it, you know, on a consistent basis. Now, how do we push past it? Because we can have these conversations all day, but like, how do we actually make progress? Of course, you have to change people's hearts and their minds, but it has to be more of a collective thing as well. If you have 50% over here and 50% over there, you're going to continue to have the same issues. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I've been thinking recently, I'm like, man, what can we do?
Wow, that truly sounds like a matter from the heart, Niall, seriously, and I appreciate Roy even bringing that up, because you're right, oftentimes on the show, we have to do this, and we have to do this, and we have so many minutes to do it that we'll brush over something that really needs to kind of take a back seat and let's delve in a little bit more. So as you were asking that, and I call it a proverbial question, and everyone, you know, can answer it to the best of their ability, I thought about what I am doing in my own life right now, because I'm not going to even sit here and pretend like when I do watch the news, and I don't watch a lot of it because I really don't have time, but when I do have my ear on the pulse of, okay, what's going on, the matters of the heart in the communities that are being plagued, it saddens me, but then I have to look at the data. I have to look at the facts. The facts are just what you said. We need to have a conversation because we've got a split right down the middle. And then I look at what is the truth. And you've heard me say this countless times again. If I am going to read a book that has 66 chapters in it, 66, and that book has been a staple in not only my life, but in the lives of people that I have been able to study, the lives of people that I've been able, God bless me, to be able to have a dialogue with, that book don't lie. It just does not. So just reading it is one thing. Studying it is totally different. And then applicably applying what you study, does it get bombarding and is it taxing? Oh, Jesus Christ, absolutely. But whatever happened to reading, studying, applying, fasting, praying, all of those things that your mama or your grandmama or somebody in your life taught you to put it in reality now. And all we need is one person to literally live out the creed of who they say they are. They'll ignite someone else. They'll ignite someone else. And then the next thing you know, what we thought was a challenge and how are we going to get through it, it'll be a God idea that allows us to catapult not only through it, but over it and bring others. So changing a person's heart, that's God. Changing a person's mind, that's us. Seriously.
Yeah.
I have a question about that.
Amen.
When you guys talk about who needs to have, like, we need to have a conversation, my question is immediately who and how will we do that? Like, who represents who in this conversation? Mm-hmm. Is this more one-on-one on a micro level, or are we talking about a conversation on a macro level? That's what I think about. I was like, oh, we need to have a conversation. We've been saying that for years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when is this gonna happen? Do we have an effective conversation, like effective action? We can sit back and talk all day about what should be done or what we can do. But like, why has it been so difficult? This is hundreds of years, man, in the making. Like,
who's going to represent who?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like, okay, have a conversation with your family, with your friends. Like, is that the conversation we're talking about? Or are we talking about like, hey, leaders, get up and let's talk. Represent your community and let's talk.
Yeah, and I think it depends on the leader too, because as you know, you might be a leader and you represent a certain community, maybe not a helpful community or, you know, productive community or a community that's conducive to movement and progress. So I think alignment is very important, and you know what folks stand for, but part of it, and this is, I don't like to get into politics too much, but you know, we to be selfless is extremely important. And once that's involved with politics, I think that's when progress may actually like truly be made, because you do have people who, you know, truly care for the people, but then you have people outside of that who actually like deal with the actual movement and power and changing things involves, where it's more self-interested or it's targeted towards a certain group. And when it's targeted towards a certain group or demographic, it totally negates the ones who actually need help or the whatever the idea or issue may be. It totally negates that, and it just focuses on one thing. Like, I think holistic thinking is the most important part, but it's like, who's the person for that?
I think you're going into a direction of a more of a system issue.
What it is to an extent. This is totally a system.
There's a government, that one system. Then we have,
I get it's a hierarchy, yeah.
Departments of systems. So I don't think it's like more of like, oh, just because you're in this field, you're doing this. I think it's, you can be a good person. You can be a very good person, but it's the system that kind of just like makes it seem like, oh, you're not really helping, but like, I'm trying my best. I'm just fighting my way through a system.
I get that. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's important regarding who's being instilled and implemented in the system, like to represent the whole. You can't just represent the part, because there are so many people in different circumstances and positions and so on. Like, I get it. It is a system. But the system is also comprised of people, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So like that, and also just the idea of a few people or a small collect group having a say and power to change and shape people's lives. Like that's, that in itself, I'm like, man, that's insane. That's a crazy concept. Absolutely. Like a few people represent the whole, man, mm-hmm. that's crazy.
So what do you do? What do you do when the system is no longer or really hasn't worked for you? You mm-hmm. study that system, right? You can't mm-hmm. elect an unrighteous man and then pray that that unrighteous man does what is right. Mm-hmm. So that's off the table. Then you pray and ask God, would you please raise us up some leaders? I mean, mm-hmm. if we really are in tune with him like we say we are, and we're not just asking that he pay our light bill and gas bill and rent and mortgage, hello, then why not include him in everything that we're doing, even in a system that's unjust? And mm-hmm. it works if you work it. It's the mm-hmm. kingdom. It's the kingdom. We're not just quoting scriptures here. We're literally dissecting the word, applying it to our lives, and using the intent. What's the original intent of that law? It all goes back to the law. So we've got the power to change things. Now, no one, I'm so sorry, we do. We are no longer bound by what a system tells us we can and cannot do. And it's all to real change your mind. It starts with a mindset first, mm-hmm. right? We've got the power. Us three right now can change our trajectory today where other people can benefit. How? You get your minds together collectively and you say, you know what? We're going to stay committed to this. And you may start off with little bitty small steps or little bitty, and then after a while, it'll catch on like fire because you're no longer trying to do it. It's him. Give him the credit. Let him do what he said he's going to do. If you're mm-hmm. praying does what? It gives him permission to interfere in our lives on earth. So let's just stop talking about it and be about it. If you mm-hmm. want to see something change, then you be the change you want to see, right?
That's true.
Yeah, I wanted to change out of being from poverty. I won't be broke anymore. I did not. I grew up in a project, in a system. Excuse me, my other phone there. I get excited. My arms are flailing here. But I grew up in poverty, man. I grew up in a society that said, because of this, I can't do this. But then I had to go back to remember, what did your mama say? Seriously, it sounds crazy, but what did your mama say? If your mom or whoever is in your life is speaking exactly what you're supposed to be doing in life, then you are unstoppable if you believe it. So I'm not challenging you. I love you dearly. You know I do, but we won't change. We want systematic change, and we don't have to wait on anyone to give it to us. You want to mm-hmm. go into politics? Then study what a politician does. What's your platform? I mean, who's stopping us but us? That's what I'm saying.
We have to understand that, like, also, it's not a microwave fix. It's mm-hmm. it's an oven. It's an oven. You got to let that.
Who are you telling? I know. I know.
It's a big process. And we talked about this in the beginning of the show, like, preparing. And once you understand, like, okay, how does this section work, or how does this system work, you'll be able to, like, okay, I know the game you're trying to play. I know how this works. So I'm able to maneuver, but I still have my purpose on my back. You know, I'm still going to get this to through it, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a process. It's
yeah. not
trial and error. Trial and error. You're gonna fall. You're gonna trip. You're gonna hurt somebody, maybe. But like, hopefully you don't. But like, you're gonna. It's like stuff will happen in the midst of that process.
Mm-hmm. This correlates to, you know, this conversation and what you guys just said. But I also think that sometimes we have to drop the mindset of looking for a savior, and kind of like what you guys just said, save yourself. And then you can save your community and so on. You know, when you are looking for a savior, you're pretty much releasing all the power. you know, to that one person or that one party. I think once people actually realize that the power is within them and they learn how to work together, which is the difficult part, which is the issue to this whole thing. Like, and you have, with that, you have to put pride aside, ego aside, and so on. But, you know, you're electing one official to represent the whole. Like, we have to take back some of that power as well and get rid of that mindset of, you know, this is a savior. This is a person who can really change things for us. Because as we actually know, the only savior is, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, God. So, as you said, I think a mindset change is definitely what needs to happen and transpire. But, you know, in saying that, it's also the question of what's that process like? How do you do that? Like, of course, people hear things all the time, but like, how do we actually make, and it is making a choice. How do we make that choice to feel like, you know, we need to change something or there needs to be a mindset switch?
Wow. You know what? That's a conversation, honestly, that conversation really needs to be had. I want to have that conversation, and we will.
Let's have it. Let's have it again.
Let me tell you why. I know our time is kind of, you know, leaving us here, but having that conversation right there is going to unlock so many different minds that have been locked up. How do you make a decision? How do you get that feeling in that decision and then put paper, just do it? So we got to have that conversation. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. You have truly made us scratch our heads as what's his name, Arsenio Hall would say, things that make you go, I'm telling my age here. You are giving us things that make us go, And that is what makes this show a really, well, I'm being biased here, but it makes it a fun show. It makes it a show that's not just filled with information, but things that really will help us and propel us to move on our own way. That's the premise of the show.
I said stimulating.
Absolutely. Yeah. So perfectly, we are meeting that. And what we do on Monday on Talk to Tanji, we have a series that I've started, and we're probably two more weeks in that particular series, but it's the Soul Speak series, and I announced it at the beginning of this show. Every Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook Live, we get to speak to people who are doing things in the marketplace that are making their lives better, and they're putting in the work, you know? You guys are truly in the marketplace. You're answering those hard questions, and I need you to know that you're doing it now and probably don't even know you're doing it. That's the beautiful thing. That's the beautiful thing about what you provide to the people that are listening. You're just living life, and people are looking at you like, my God, what discipline you have. It's the truth.
You are. And we're trying to figure this thing out as well. That's why we ask these questions. You know, absolutely. Like we don't have all the answers, but I like how all of us have a different perspective and we may think differently, but at the end, we're able to kind of congeal things and put things together to come out with something conclusive that includes everything that we just said.
Absolutely, Miles. I couldn't have said it better. I could not have said it better. You're absolutely right. AJ, Miles, another show, man. Another show that allowed us to discuss a kingdom principle. Another show that allows someone to come on and inspire us and motivate us and tell us, you know, this is what I did. These are things that I go through. But hey, at the end of the day, I want to serve you with my gifts. I want to hone in on my talent and show the world that I truly am an inspiration. And she is. So with that being said, I enjoyed this one, guys. I don't know about you, but I have had a fantastic time. Thank you for making life worth living. Thank you so very much. And anyone who's listening, everyone who's listening, thank you for joining us. And stay tuned because we're doing things. We're doing things here. We want you to be engaged. So by all means, hit us up. DM us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at DrTanjiShow.com. Is that right? At Dr. Tanji Show? Is that right? Yeah. All right, until next time, KJ and Niles, girl, Dr. Tanji. Bye.
You're listening to the Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott, only on LA Talk.